Okay, Alice would not be proud of us for starting 5 minutes late.
Okay.
I'd like to welcome you to our final session of the Word and Life Fall series. We have a lot of things to get done today, including a luncheon afterwards to celebrate the end of the fall program. The other part of the agenda will be to view some video clips from the Richard Rohr's Emerging Church Conference that was held in Albuquerque in March. And as some of you have started already, but we can pre-register for the spring session at the $45 fee at the break or during lunch or whenever you have time after this presentation. And after all the presentations are made, we ask you to drag your chairs back to the tables over there, and the food will be on the tables to the right, and we'll have a nice little get together for lunch. First of all, there is an announcement. Hillary?
Just a quickie. We're having our third annual Global Gift Fair at the Old Mission on December 6th from 8 to 1:30. And we have several new venues that will be there, so it's not just the same old stuff. The whole idea is to promote fair trade gifts and promote nonprofits that help people in third world countries support themselves. There will be Funko Day, as usual, Partners in Health, Tetweiler Quilts, Pepper International, Wild Hope, Zimbabwe Orphanages, and the new venues are Magic Weaving, beautiful handmade rugs by Zapotec Indians using natural dyes, and Concern America that sells textile, ceramics, and wood products. And just to emphasize, all profits, everything goes back to these organizations. So I hope that you come out and support all these organizations.
And you're going to do the masses, right?
I am.
Oh, great.
May I dovetail
it? Yeah,
give you back whatever it's called. I am doing the Zimbabwe baskets, and I don't know what else. I might do wood carving, if I never know exactly. But I also wanted to say, for the same benefit, I'm having a yard sale. Why I'm not going to be here long, and why I'm not very well dressed. But anyway, we're working on a yard sale this Saturday at my house. 3662 Eileen Way, 9 to 12. And it has some really neat things. My husband moved off from Illinois. He has people with him now. So, besides
for the orphanage.
It's for the Zimbabwe orphanages, yeah.
Oh,
they're actually building some small little houses and having an African mother, a Mai, take care of the orphans, so it's doing it on the mission. So it's really going to be a much better situation. So that's what it's for. It's this Saturday, the 21st, and I will even pick up if you can't afford it. If you want to contribute anything, but come and see.
Also,
3662 Eileen Way. It's off of Ontario, all the signs up. Okay.
All right.
And I'll give you my phone number. 9 to 12.
6 8 7 8 0 8.
I'm sorry to take so much
time. I'm losing control of this meeting. The second announcement is that the Church of Beatitudes and the St. Anthony's community are sponsoring the Thanksgiving liturgy Thursday, November 26th, 9:30 a.m. at the First Congregational Church, 2101 State Street. So we got St. Anthony, Church of the Attitudes, the First Congregational. This is a, everybody's involved. And there are flyers in the back with this information. And I will allow one more.
I'm a member of First Congregational. For those of you that are going to be busy on Thanksgiving Day, there is a wonderful interfaith service at First Methodist Church on Tuesday night, which, if you would like to, and the public may not have been as good as I'd like it to be, but for those of you that are interested in ecumenical events, Tuesday night, I believe it's 7:30.
Yeah.
And 7? Okay. But you might like to know about that.
All right. Thank you very much. Our opening meditation will now be led by Diane Kopacz.
I'm going to read you a little book. And the book is for children and grown-ups who love wildflowers and grasses more than mowed lawns, who cry for the birds and animals killed for sport or necessity and imprisoned in zoos and cages. It is for all who guard and champion Father Sky and Mother Earth. All things in nature reflect their creator. Everything tells us something about God. The birth of each new day is a sacred ceremony. The earth awakes, refreshed from the night. First, one bird starts to sing, and one by one, they all join in chorus. The sky brightens, changing from white to pink to blue, and then the sun comes up with golden light. Plants and trees, birds and animals, all sing like us to talk to them. All things like us to talk to them. They want to speak to us, too. But it's not easy for them. We have to find a way to understand what they are saying to us. We see God in the sun and the moon and in the rocks and mountains and in all the works of His creation. We draw near to Him when we are close to the things which He has made. We are thankful to be alive. Everything wants to live. Hawks and eagles kill so they can eat. It is the same with wolves and weasels. The Creator intended it to be that way. It reminds us that one day we too will die. We are related to everything in nature. We share the earth with all our relatives. We need not feel lonely in the fields and woods. Birds and animals and the butterflies speak to us. Often we are not really looking or listening. It is the same at night. The stars speak to us. We have to learn to look and to listen. We are never alone. Birds pray, trees pray, flowers pray, mountains pray, the winds and rain pray, rivers and the little insects as well. We hear them. The whole earth is a constant prayer, and we can join with this great prayer. Nothing in nature is evil. We may sometimes dislike flies or spiders, the skunk or snakes, and yet they only do what their Creator needs them to do. God's voice is the silence of the sky, the great open plains, and the high mountaintops. We hear Him speaking to us like silently falling snow. Man's world changes, and we hardly feel at home in the places where we grew up. The natural world is constant. The sun comes up and goes down, and the seasons follow one another and return again like a great circle. Flowers and trees give birth to the same colors and shapes year by year. Buttes and rocks seem to remain forever unchanged. In our own changing world, it is these things which give us strength and stability. Everything is tired at the end of the day. We are tired too. Darkness and not silence come. We sleep and are made pure and new again during the night. O Lord, how manifold are Thy works. In wisdom hast Thou made them all. The earth is full of Thy riches.